Australia's governing body for gymnastics has apologised to athletes and their families after an independent report found verbal, mental and physical abuse had been enabled by a win-at-all-costs mentality in the sport. The inquiry was overseen by the Sex Discrimination Commissioner, Kate Jenkins. She made 12 recommendations, including that abuse complaints be investigated independently from now on.
The report identified a number of systemic factors that cut across all levels of gymnastics in Australia and that create an environment where athletes' safety and well-being are not prioritised and consequently where abuse and mistreatment can thrive.
That's the Sex Discrimination Commissioner, Kate Jenkins. Naomi Lee is a former World Cup medal-winning Australian gymnast. She gave evidence to the Human Rights Commission inquiry about her experiences as a professional gymnast. She's never spoken publicly about that using her real name until now. Naomi, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
I know you gave evidence to the inquiry. This is the first time you've spoken publicly using your real name. Why do you feel you can and you want to do that now?
Well, I think for many of us, we've spoken publicly before and we've had independent inquiries where nothing was done. So we all became quieted, I guess. We weren't allowed to speak out. We didn't think it would work.
This inquiry heard from gymnasts like you who described the culture in your sport as toxic. You reported a range of abuse. You started gymnastics at the age of four. Just, you know, what was the experience that made you feel and still feel like you were abused as a young gymnast and you still feel negatively impacted by it now?
I was bellowed at, and I use the word bellowed specifically because it echoed through the gym within, and it was happening within inches of my face, that I was fat, worthless, a waste of space, I was an idiot, I was stupid, I was sworn at in another language. I was put on a diet, so I weighed 22 kilos and I was 11 years old. The first time I was called fat and was not allowed to eat bananas because they had too much sugar or muesli bars because they had too much fat.
And you were at the AIS. Were you living, you know, were you living in there or were your parents there? Were you living at home?
I was living at home. I was too young to live on site.
You were too young to live on site. So what were your parents saying?
My parents were, I guess, manipulated. They didn't actually know that it was happening. I was telling them one thing and my coach was coming out and telling them a complete different thing. He was going out and telling them that I was amazing, I was brilliant, I was going to make it if I just changed this little thing, such as my diet, or if I did this, you know, I would make it all the way. So they were very much manipulated into believing everything was well and that I was just exaggerating.
So did you talk to your parents about what was going on?
Yes, and eventually my dad managed to slip in to the AIS because we weren't allowed to have our parents watch us train, and he slipped in with a tour and saw us getting yelled at, so he wrote a letter to the director who said that there was no need for an inquiry because we were never left alone with our coach.
Okay. You told the inquiry you also suffered physical and sexual abuse that occurred during training routines while you were at the AIS in the gym program. How was that able to happen? And can you describe the physical abuse?
Yes, I often had mats swung at my head or mats kicked at me. I was also forced to train through injuries. So I had a sore shoulder for 3 months where I lifted it halfway and it sounded like a brick was dropping. There was clearly something wrong. And I was forced to continue training through that, which eventually led to a shoulder reconstruction at 13. We were forced down in splits to the point where, you know, girls were crying, but if you cried, you stayed there until you stopped crying. So you had one leg up on a box in front and one leg on a box behind, and you were sat on by an adult.
And the Human Rights Commission report describes this an authoritarian style of coaching and a win-at-all-costs mentality in the sport. Did you, when you had that physical experience, that sort of, you know, forcing you into positions where obviously it wasn't good for your body, did you report it to Gym Australia? Were there people you could report it to? Or was that win-at-all-costs mentality overwhelming, in your view?
It was a bit of both. I think we were very much controlled in the sense that this was very natural for us. We were conditioned to believe that this was a very normal process. And when it came to reporting incidences, you didn't really feel as though you could because everyone was witnessing it. You had the high-level coaches witnessing it. You had the administrators, the nutritionists, the doctors, the psychologists, the physios, recovery. Everyone knew it was happening. So who were you supposed to report it to if everyone knew?
And sexual abuse? Were you sexually abused?
Yes, I was. It often happened when I was being spotted, and we knew it was wrong because it only ever happened when there was no other coach in the gym. We would be doing a low bar routine, which involves some strength exercises, and while our he would be saying, squeeze your bum, and he would be grabbing our bum, or chest in, and he'd be grabbing your boobs, or straight legs, and he would run his hand down the inside of our thighs until he was touching our vaginas.
Naomi, you went on to win a medal at the World Cup level, which, congratulations.
Thank you.
You actually left the sport for a while, didn't you? You left the sport and then came back to it. Why did you leave and come back?
I left because I just couldn't deal with it anymore. I'd had enough. I absolutely hated the sport. I hated how it made me feel. I hated the fact that I was the gymnast and that's all I was known as. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like the feelings associated with that. And after going away from the sport, I realized how much I loved it. I had 3 years off and I got back to where I was when I first started the sport and how much I enjoyed it. So I went back. I had brilliant coaches who really cared and supported me. And I made it that far.
So you went back because you loved the sport. What you hated was the attitude and the treatment and the abuse, and you were able to go back without that. So this many years on, what's the legacy on you?
It's a tough one because, you know, I did do some brilliant things. I tried for the Olympics. I'm a World Cup medalist, and these things are phenomenal. And I did that after having time off, which is unheard of, essentially. I came back so much better. But at the same time, when someone says to me, oh, I heard you're a really good gymnast, you won a World Cup medal, I'm still kind of like, yeah, I don't know where the conversation's going to go, and I don't really want to go down that path, so I kind of just brush it off.
Mm. Gymnastics Australia apologised to abuse survivors and their families yesterday. How does that make you feel? Is that enough for you?
No, because it was, I think, very blasé. We apologise and that was it. Like, there was nothing more. There was no given support. You know, we've been offered psychological help, but what about those of us who have come out with lifelong physical injuries? Mm. I've had two shoulder surgeries. I've had a hip surgery. I'll probably need to get both shoulder and hip done again. I've got severe degeneration in my back and my neck, and from my surgeon I was told that I had the shoulder of a 70-year-old. So where's the support for what my body has gone through?
So, Naomi, just finally, we're almost out of time, I'm sorry, but you obviously love gym. You just didn't like everything around it to that win at all costs. If you had a child, would you allow them to be a gymnast?
No. No, as much as I love the sport and I don't regret having done it or my experience, well, I do regret my abusive experience, but my actual love of the sport, okay. I couldn't put my child into it. They 32 and a half hours of training a week at 8 years old, okay. And not going to school enough is just, you know, education's important.
Naomi, thank you very much for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
Naomi Lee.